So we're taking your calls today, talking about what we need to be doing to approach things a little bit differently to try to keep things like this from happening in the future. 539-9750 or 238-0975. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think the topic needs to be talked about more, and not just when, you know, something like this happens. I think the schools need to talk about it more. Parents need to talk about it more, just, you know, so kids are kind of, you know, aware. And, you know, I don't think most kids stop to think about, you know, the things that they say to kids really, you know, do affect them. And I think maybe if, you know, there were seminars or some type of, you know, thing like that in the schools, that it may just kind of, you know, make them think about it a little. I don't know.
Maybe
something needs to happen.
Do we just accept it too much, the way that kids treat each other? Or
I think you're right, because I just think the schools need to be tougher when, you know, they enforce, you know, bullying, or, you know, kids, you know, fighting in school. You know, it used to be where you could just, you know, have a simple fight in school and you'd be, you know, in school suspension or something like that, but you can't treat it like that anymore. You know, you have to
bring in all the psychologists.
It's just different times, and you got to go with the times. So.
Yep. It is a lot different just in the last 10 years. Things have changed a lot. Well, we appreciate the call, right?
Okay, thanks a lot.
Bye. Stooks in the morning, go ahead.
Hi, I agree with some of the people that have called in. It does start with the parents, but they have to realize that kids just don't care anymore. Because, like, I'm a kid myself, I'm 16, and we'll do just about get what we want.
Well, isn't that the parents' fault for making you be that way?
It is, to an extent, but if the kids just don't care anymore, they're not going to listen to their parents, and there's nothing the parents can do about that.
I think if the parents were more, you know, strict and not let their kids do whatever and told them, you know, these are the rules, kids would probably care more about what their parents said, because they know if they went against what their parents were telling them to do, that they would be in serious trouble.
But you can lecture people about their parents forever. You can lecture about parents forever. That doesn't change the fact that there's still going to be some that don't have the control over their kids, like she's talking about.
It's true. Like, I have a little cousin who doesn't listen to her parents at all, and they discipline her as much as they possibly can. She still doesn't listen.
Maybe some parents discipline their kids too much, though.
That's true. That could be.
Yeah, well, I think it's important that people have honest conversations with their kids, where they sit down and actually talk to them like they're friends or like they're people.
Yeah.
Instead of, you know, lecture, one-sided conversation.
Yeah.
You know? Try to have a dialogue with them. And I know I'm not a parent, so Stooks, you're not the expert on this. I'm just saying, I think from my experience just with dealing with people, get it out there. Talk it out, you know? Yeah. Well, thanks for the call, right?
You're welcome.
Take care.
Bye.
Listen to your parents. I hope she got that. Stooks in the morning.
There was a time when you could get in a fight if you got your butt kicked. That was the end of it. You didn't go grab a golf club or a shotgun and kill him and his family. I mean, you know, who do you blame for that? You can't blame the gun. Do you blame the parents?
Dude, I think you're talking about a totally different thing, because you're talking about like a physical confrontation on a playground between two dudes who like just have it in for each other.
No, it's the same thing, because I mean, it
no,
goes
it's not,
back
dude.
To the same thing.
It's not the same thing as going around like picking on someone, getting into their head mentally, as it is, you know, throwing down because you both have a hard on for the same chick.
No, dude, I'm looking at this wrong right now, then.
Well, yeah, I would say.
Can you really blame the parents because, you know, a kid lost it? I mean, they might have tried everything they could to keep their kid on the, you know, the straight path.
I
just made that one bad choice.
Dude, I think you're missing the point. We're trying to think, how can we approach things a little bit differently so people don't go psycho and kill people? You know, we're not trying to blame everybody. You know, I watched some of the press conference.
That's all I'm getting, though. Is everyone saying it's the parents' fault? It's the parents' fault.
Yeah, you're right. There has been a lot of that. Mm-hmm. But we're saying, you know, how can we do things? How can you say, okay, yeah, we can say it's the parents' fault, but what do we need to do to counteract that? You know, what does society need to do?
I don't believe there's anything that can be done. Too many people have just lost it and quit caring about other people.
So
you've
given up.
That's a negative way to look at it.
Yeah, you've given up hope on society.
Honestly, yeah.
Really? You don't think that there's enough good people around that could go around and try to make a difference?
Nobody will.
We'll
just the fact that you're airing this on the radio, you know, you're giving it attention. that's a good sign. You know, I appreciate that. But I don't think it'll get much further. How many other people care?
You're right. Like a caller said earlier, it's not like we're just picking this topic out of the air today.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like we're just saying, you know what, Jerry Ann, we need to be preventative. It's been a while since there's been any problems at schools. Let's make sure we're talking about how kids treat each other and how violent our society is. You're right. It takes some kind of bloody event like this to make us realize it.
Mm-hmm. That's what I was saying about that fight. It's just these kids take it one step further.
But
That's what I was trying to say.
Well, I interpreted what you were saying as like a playground fight, like a fight where like two guys have it. Well, I don't think it's these kids getting the hell beaten out of them, is it?
It could be.
It could be part of that.
Yeah.
They took it too far.
But it's not kids like going and having an equal fight. Oh, I lost. I have a grudge, and I'm going to go kill them. I think it's just these particular kids that do this obviously have had enough. You know, it's not a one-time deal. I don't think someone has something like that happen to them once and go psycho over it.
They're probably the kid where the bullies walk by them at their locker and they like, hey, you know, and call them a name or something.
Well, what's wrong with us now that this is a problem that we can't get past? What's going on? And that's something we need to figure out. Mm-hmm. You know, as much as this didn't happen when I was a little kid, when I was growing up, this never happened.
Yeah.
You never heard about this type of thing.
Yeah, so. they just took it too far.
That's... it's not like there's suddenly like an influx of like these terrible kids, you know, that's just simply not it. But there's something that we need to be doing a little bit better. Instead of just, you know, psycho kid goes crazy and shoots a bunch of people. No, we owe it to these kids to be a little bit better examples and to point them in a better direction. And they're just out there on their own, young kids trying to find their place in the world. And, you know, what are you going to do?
That's the best way it is, man, right there. You put it straight out.
Well, thanks for the call, man.
Yep.